Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and afar. Christmas everywhere, feel the love of the season wherever you are. On the small country roads lined with green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heaven
Marlon Jackson, baby.
One week.
I hadn't heard that one.
No?
No, that's a nice
yeah,
song.
That's good. Yeah.
That's a good song.
Following up to a text question, we had talked about stump removal. Somebody cut a tree down and left the stump. The next text following that said, well, we took the stump out. Now I've got this big hole. What do I use to backfill that with?
Well, you're going to have to go find yourself some soil somewhere. You know, most of the sand and rock places, A&A Materials, Pioneer Materials, those guys will sell, you know, fill dirt, topsoil. If you got a neighbor that's doing a construction project, maybe they have some soil. But, yeah, that's what you're going to have to use that. You don't want to use just mulch or potting soil. It just won't compact enough. But good old fill dirt, topsoil, yeah.
The next two, both a 602 area code. One wants to know about a 24-inch box Chinese orchid. Is now a good time to plant that, or should I wait?
Orchid trees, probably not so much. Orchids and jacarandas, getting into that cold time of year, they're a little touchy. So you might want to wait till, you know, mid-February when we're past the last average frost date to plant, you know, super sensitive stuff now, and that would be on that list.
The next one wants to know about pomegranates. Is that a time to plant now, or
no,
again, do I need to be waiting?
Great time for pomegranates. All of your deciduous fruit trees. In fact, we got berries, boysenberries and blackberries in yesterday. So our first shipment of kind of the winter dormant season planting of summer producing fruits have started to come in, and pomegranates would be one of those, figs, apples, peaches, apricots, pears. So we're starting into that season right around the holidays, so it's a great time to plant a pomegranate.
Now, I don't know if I've ever had either one of those berries you mentioned, but I know I don't have any berries on our property. Is that a good edible?
Boysens and blackberries do pretty well here. If you've got some afternoon shade, you know, is probably where you want to plant them, or underneath a canopy of your fruit tree orchard or something, where they get a little filtered sun and some shade, lots of water. They can take up some space. So you want to have them on a fence line or someplace where you can devote some room to them. But they do pretty well here.
How do they taste?
You never had a blackberry?
Jam.
Okay.
That's after the process, a little bit of sugar I added, I believe.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, like a raspberry or blackberry or boy, that, you know, I mean, the more ripe they get, the higher the sugar content. If they're really ripe, you don't need any. But I love them, you know, so.
I'm going to have to add that one to the old homestead wish list, I think.
Yeah, you've got space for those.
We do. We don't have afternoon shade yet. I got a couple more years when, okay. Orchard grows up, yep, a little bit. I'll have some nice ground cover.
Good plan.
All right, well, we enjoyed the hour with Mr. Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. What's on our to-do list? I mean, we haven't even touched vegetable garden, and now's the most perfect time. Any general maintenance?
For leafy stuff, you know, you can still be planting and adding to, you know, your root crops and your leafy things. Of course, if you've got them and they're growing, you want to keep them. Again, we talked about fertilizing winter lawns. Get some fertilizer, side dress, your winter vegetables, leafy vegetables with a little organic fertilizer now. Throw some Hickman's compost around them. That'll work too. But, keep it well fed. Continue to plant and fill in as you that's the nice thing about this winter vegetable season is you can do multiple crops. So as maybe you've kind of used up your green onions, plant a few more and keep them coming. Radishes, carrots, those types of things, beets, can just kind of keep rolling with them until we get into March or April. Now, we're not very far away from tomato time, so, you know, first part of February, so we're just a little over a month away. So that's the other thing, is kind of save some space. with that winter. You know, maybe as you start harvesting some of that stuff, go, okay, I got to quit planting there because that's where the tomatoes are going to go. So be getting ready.
That's a lot of fun. Tomatoes are tricky, but man.
Something intriguing about growing a tomato and picking a fresh picked tomato. You know, I had happen to me the other day, the doggone it. I have a really nice little navel, and this is the first year that it's old enough. It had about 25 just beautiful. I've been waiting and waiting, and it's just like, I'm going to go pick one of those. I picked one. The dadgum roof rats had eaten every one of those dadgum. And the hole was all on the back side of them. I picked one, whole, you know, eating out. Picked one. Like, oh, man, I was heartbroken. I was crying.
Roof rat war.
Yeah, man.
He has declared war.
I got bait traps all over the yard now.
come and take it. All right, well, we appreciate it. Somebody can find you at Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, until?
Well, we're open till 5 today. Closed on Sundays, 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, and 8 to 5 on Saturdays.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time here with us Saturday morning, as always. It's Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery, fourth generation Arizona, third generation gardener.
There you go.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Next hour, it's the open line hour. If you've got a question, now's the perfect time to get on. 1-888-767-4348. We have a stack of emails to go through that have come in this week from rosieonthehouse.com, or text 411-923. I just got a picture sent on the text. Our text system does not take pictures. Email those to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Download archives or podcasts and listen all week at rosieonthehouse.com.